Carol Treem, Michelle Bonnet Hale, and incumbent Lauren Jones secured their seats. One other seat will likely go to Wade Bryson or Garrett Schoenberger. Bryson held a 122-vote lead over Schoenberger in that race. Candidates, their families, and supporters gathered in Juneau Assembly Chambers starting around 7:30 p.m. to watch the precinct reports roll in. Treem, the youngest candidate in the race, won the area-wide seat with a total of around 3,800 votes, about 1,300 more votes than her opponent Tom Williams. The 30-year-old chalks up her win to actively campaigning in the community.
I think showing up and talking to people, and I got out, I did door knocking, I had volunteers who were helping on the ground, and listening to people's concerns and getting my name out there was probably the biggest difference.
Michelle Bonnet Hale similarly led the race for the two open District 2 seats with a margin of more than 1,000 votes. A former director of the Division of Water for the state, she will serve a 3-year term. She promised to spend her first days in office coming up to speed on assembly issues and fulfilling her campaign promises.
My goal on the assembly is to bring us together, to think about issues and to not polarize issues. But I guess my very first priority is just going to learn from the assembly members that are there and cram my head full of knowledge.
Wade Bryson, a local small business owner, is currently second in the race behind Hale. He secured 2,274 votes, with Garrett Schoenberger close behind at 2,152 votes. With about 2,500 early voting, absentee, and other ballots still to come in, this race is too close to call. The winner will finish out the final year of what would have been Beth Weldon's first term. Bryson acknowledged that he'd have to wait to know the results for sure, but sounded hopeful that his current lead will remain after the final numbers come in.
I ran for office 10 years ago for an area-wide assembly seat, and I lost, and I know how it felt, and I've been waiting for this moment for 10 years, and I'm just ecstatic.
Lauren Jones, the only incumbent in the crowded race, ran unopposed for the District 1 seat. As one of the longest-serving members on the assembly, he says he looks forward to working with the new members and hearing their ideas. Official results are expected to be certified next Tuesday. The new assembly members will be sworn in at City Hall on October 15th. In Juneau, I'm Kavitha George.